Mr. Mayor, Your Excellency, councillors, other distinguished guests, citizens of Stubbock, the most historic borough, I wish to say goodbye and thank you, but we've not gone far. My goodbye is not for good, it's simply a farewell for one of the greatest years of my life, for which I'm truly grateful. It's been said that life is one long series of hellos and goodbyes, and this is another such much moment of new beginnings and letting go for more for me. The Olympic, Paralympic, the Queen's Jubilee made last year most memorable for all of us, and I was privileged to be part of so many events that happened in Stubbock and across London in that unforgettable summer of 2012. I have had many solemn moments since, this time last year too, especially when I've been honored to represent the borough at an annual event such as the Remembrance Sunday, Victory in Europe Day, the Holocaust Memorial Day, and there's many more. I have fond memories of several ceremonial events we have hosted at Tooley Street, including the unveiling of the Queen's portraits to mark the Diamond Jubilee, the rededication of the war memorials from the former town hall in Peckham Road, and the signing of the Armed Forces Community Covenant. Indeed, it's been a special joy for me to meet with members of the Armed Forces on many occasions over the past year, whether it was in France or Germany, or whether it was at Tooley Street, on board HMS Belfast, HMS Presidents, and while visiting various military institutions. I have been most impressed by the good that membership to the armed forces is doing in the lives of our young people. You're not just giving them employment or preparing them for combat, but also a grounding that they will last for a long time in their life and the values that we all cherish, including loyalty, leadership, service, and human friendship. There's one particular member of the armed forces whom I shall never forget meeting. I refer to him as His Royal Highness Prince Harry Charles Albert David of Wales. That's his style and that's his title. But in army style, he's known as Captain Harry Wales. But to me, he's always my Prince Harry. When we meet at London Marathon, I feel like running the course in record time, but then remember my place and set before another photograph. I wouldn't forget him, and he certainly wouldn't forget me. When he's in his youthful Prince Harry or any other young men or women, I have a special place in my heart for our young people, and this is the case when I'm the mayor of Stubbock or not. Among other things, I've championed the apprenticeship scheme in Stubbock, which has now almost employed over 100 young people in employment and has one of the highest success rates for a scheme of its kind anywhere in London. And I've taken that objective to Jamaica. Indeed, such has been a success that further 51 apprentices will be taken in by the council this summer. As mayor, I've made a point of involving young adults in the day-to-day carrying out of my duties. I have many young people accompanying me to various civic events. This has been a memorial learning experience for them, but they have also had a special energy and enthusiasm to the civic office. I'm proud of them and will continue to work for our young people for as long as my term has ended and even further on beyond. Of course, when it comes to the special personal pride, there's no greater source than my Jamaica roots and my Christian faith. And may God bless you all. And the ones who didn't work with me, God will continue to bless you because your conscience will tell you why. I love my country and its people. And I'm always very proud to fly the flag of the biggest little island in the world. Over the past years, I've worked hard to strengthen the links between Jamaica and the UK. Two various initiatives included a major Jamaica recycling project model, on the excellent work being done by this council to promote facility recycling in the borough, and a number of sporting programs, including the establishment of a football academy and promoting cricket in Jamaica. I've always made no secret of my gratitude to God and all the good things he has done in my life, and I will continue to serve him as I come to serve his people. I wish to end this word with an expression of my profound gratitude to all who have helped me to fulfill the duties of Southwark First Citizen over the past year. I'm especially grateful to the people of Southwark who have kept me busy all year, attend the full program of civic events. Everywhere I've been, I've experienced a warmness and welcome. I can assure the new mayor that he has much to look forward to and much to follow in my footsteps. I also wish to single out a number of people who have played a previous part in my success as mayor here. First and foremost, our new mayor, Pastor Abdul, for his help and assistance during term while he was the deputy. From my mayoress and my oldest daughter, Serena Dyes, who have been there as a pillar and a backbone. And to all my friends from Ruskin Private Hire, who when I needed a cab and I was stuck in the night, there was always a cab driver there for me. To my spiritual advisor, Reverend Ivan Bowman, Father Peter and Pastor Yami, who are there not yet tonight, but Father Peter, because I'm so diverse, Father Peter is here with me tonight. Other spiritual advisors are not feeling very well tonight, and may you pray for them and keep them in your prayers. To Sonia, who has been the mainstream of the mayor's office, for sharing her vast wisdom and knowledge with her selfish commitment. She has been there for, as a pillar, and she will continue to do her work faithfully and diligently for this council. To Gillian Allwright, the experience in courteous is typical of a civic office in Southwark. To Nelson and Fernandez, my driver, who make sure I fulfill my many engagements this past year safely and on time. And thanks to all the staff, to the chief executive, who have helped me in lots of ways. And it shows you when Southwark want to do something, they can do it. Because in 1 hour today, I did something which has made me so proud. I have linked up with Jamaica, we've got a friendship with Jamaica, and we're going to carry on this friendship because there's lots of work to be done, and it's not going to cost the council one penny. So, for all the people, all the staff, I'd like to say thank you to everyone, thank you to all the team, all the council, and all my communities out there. I hand us begin with a reminder that Southwark motto, united to serve. And let's remember that, not just on a symbol, not the motto that we see sitting up there, but let's unite to serve the community, the community. It's not just way of saying it's the end of the way. We're here in this together, and the strength is the strength of all. Optimism opens a door in difficult or hopeless situations. Optimism knows that there's always a way, no matter how many doors have been shut in your face. Optimism believes that there's always a useful ally there, no matter what. No matter what, for a different way of thinking or a new way of doing things. And as I face into the future and the fresh challenge it will bring, I have no intention of resting on my marrows. I have lots of achievements and many more undertakings to do, like being an undertaker. In the meantime, I would like to say thank you to all of you, and may God save the Queen.